Long, long ago, there was a little girl who loved to make pictures. She loved to make pictures with all sorts of beautiful colors. Her father and mother would gather different berries and mush them up to make paint for her. Or they would find pretty colored rocks and grind them into a powder, and they would make paints that way. But every winter, before the winter was out, she would run out of berry juice, and she would have used up all the powdered rock. And of course, there was no berries to gather, and the rocks were buried under the snow. And so she would just wait and wait for summer to come so they could go find different colors for her. One spring, when she had had a particularly long wait for her colors, she was so excited to see a rainbow in the sky. And she asked her grandmother, "Where does those beautiful colors come from?" "Little one," her grandmother said, "that is the lodge of the old grandmother of us all, and she has all the colors of the world. If you could go to her lodge, you could get all the colors you ever could use." "Well, then that's what I'll do," she said. And she fixed herself up a real nice grass basket, big enough that she could put lots and lots of colors in it. Then she waited and waited for it to rain. One day it rained, and then the sun came out, and there was the rainbow. And she started walking, carrying that basket, to bring the colors back. She walked a long ways until at last she found the grandmother's lodge. And she knew right away that it was grandmother's lodge, because the rainbow ended right there, and it was the color of the rainbow. She scratched on the door, which is the Indian way of knocking, and a voice said, "Come in." And she went in, and there was an old, old grandmother sitting there beside the fire. And the old grandmother was surprised to see such a little girl. "Little girl, how did you get all the way here to my magic lodge?" "Grandmother, they said back there that you have all the colors of the world. And there's nothing I love as much as making beautiful pictures. So please, would you be willing to fill my basket up with colors so that I could take them back to make pictures?" "Oh, yes, little one, I would be glad to do that." And so she took every color she had and she put them in a little clay jar and put it in the basket until the little girl had every color there is in a clay pot in the basket. Then she said goodbye to the old woman. And the old grandmother told her, "Little girl, now that you are here in my special place, I can show you a shortcut back to your home. Instead of going the way you came, you can walk on the rainbow. Just follow the rainbow, and it will come right to where you live." And so the little girl started walking on the rainbow. It was just like a hill. It was a hill made out of color. And she loved color so much that she just sang and skipped and danced as she went up the hill. And up on the top of the hill, she could look down the other side. And she saw her village sitting at the bottom of the other side. And she started down. But she was just so happy, skipping and laughing, that she skipped just a little too hard. And she tripped and fell. She didn't hurt herself, but her basket went rolling down the hillside, rolling down the side of the rainbow. And she jumped up and went running after it. "Come back, come back," she was calling. But of course the basket couldn't hear her, and it just rolled and bounced and went flying off the edge of the rainbow. And she watched as it fell down, down, down to the earth. And as it fell, its lid opened, and every jar fell out. And she saw all the jars of color that she'd walked so far to get go tumbling through the sky. And as they hit the ground, smash, each of those jars broke, and the color spilled out all over the ground. She hurried down the rainbow and went looking all over the place. But the colors had just broken all over the ground so much that she couldn't even gather them up. And she went into her lodge and she cried and cried because she'd lost all the beautiful colors that she had got by going to the woman at the rainbow. The next morning, when she woke up, she heard the people talking. "Oh, and look at this one. Isn't it beautiful? Have you ever seen anything like it? And she hurried out to see what was happening, and the people were all excited, because everywhere where a jar of color had landed, the colors were growing, and they were the first flowers. And now there are flowers all over the world. But because it was in the springtime that she went up that rainbow and brought the colors back, it's always in the spring that the flowers return and bring their colors into the world.